Alex Nuttall says he's the target of internet scammers as the race for Barrie's next mayor heads into the home stretch. Campaign staff for Nuttall say scammers are targeting candidates with the creation of multiple fake email accounts. It appears that someone has created a fake email account using my name and has been targeting other municipal candidates as well, Nuttall said in a release. Nuttall says the only emails he or members of his team will be sending out will come from an address ending with @alexnuttall.ca. Nuttall also says any email suspected of impersonating him, or any other candidates, should be reported to his campaign team by using this link. Since being alerted about the fake emails, Nuttall's campaign team says other candidates in surrounding municipalities have also come forward to say they have been targeted with email impersonation. Campaign staff for Nuttall are asking residents to be aware of the emails they are receiving from candidates and not to respond to any emails that appear suspicious. The other candidates for mayor in Barrie are Jerry Marshall, Mike McCann, Barrie Ward, Andrew Gordon, Weldon Hatchie, and Rob Haverson. Haverson said he has another take on what's happening. Literally, Alex Nuttall is going to come up with every excuse he can. Just in case, if he loses, Haverson said. He wants to make sure he has a backup plan by saying, it appears someone has created a fake email account using my name. Nobody cares enough to do such a thing against him. Is he worried about Barrie Ward creeping up the polls on him? Haverson asked. Alex has always shown his true colors. Anything to make an excuse for his failings. He has a reputation for losing. It's just an excuse he is pulling. Nuttall, a former city councillor and Barrie Springwater Oro Medant MP, was asked by Barrie today to respond to Haverson's comments. Thank you to Jerry Marshall and Barrie Ward for alerting my campaign of this fraudulent email scam, Nuttall said Saturday afternoon. I know, together, we stand for fair elections and against online fraud that takes advantage of good-hearted folks. Marshall said he received the email in question and informed the Nuttall campaign team so it could address the issue. Ward said he had a different experience. I haven't been the victim of this particular phishing scheme, but I was one of the people to receive the email from Alex, and I immediately contacted Alex's team to alert them, he said. At one point in the campaign, my Facebook account was hacked, and people received requests to purchase gift cards for those working on my campaign. We sent out a warning to everyone on our Facebook and email lists. Gordon said he has been unaffected by the scammers. From my knowledge, I have not been targeted or affected by these scams, he said. I hope that those who do receive such emails exercise caution and verify the sender before responding. In addition, my emails will only come from Andrew at andrewgordon.ca. McCann said he has not been affected by false emails from anyone. The only thing that has been interfering with my mayoral campaign has been the theft and destruction of my lawn signs, he said Saturday morning. It's been well over 300-plus stolen signs. Hatchie said he was involved, but to what end, he's unsure. I did get an email from them. I don't know if, personally, I have been a target, he said. No one has mentioned if they have received any in my name. For any assistance with voting in Barrie's municipal election, call 705-728-8683, vote, or email b.counted@barrie.ca. For more information, visit this website. The last voting day is October 24 for Barrie's next mayor, ward councillors and school board trustees.